This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the beings of Ib.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And ghost beings of Ib.
Ooh, for simplicity's sake. Yeah, we got these big old puffy boys floating along the waterline at us.
Mm-hmm. these are the victims that eventually led to the doom that came to Sarnoth.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Sarnoth. Time for doom.
Put you in the ground.
Shouldn't have fucked with the Bokrug. Bokrug ain't nothing to fuck with, Sarnath.
why are you singing jock jams about Bokrug?
Frogs! Toads! Frogs and toads and frogs and toads.
So these are Dreamland's buddies. This the city descended from the moon into the Dreamlands, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of like a whipsaw kind of thing, because Sarnoth had laid waste to Ib, but then Bokrug was like, nah, dog. you don't play me like that. And then brought the ghosts of these creatures back to take Sarnoth back down.
To be generally harmless, appearing as forlorn and pitiful apparitions.
See, there's the thing. That undercuts it. How do you destroy Sarnoth if you are generally harmless?
Well, like the story, like this is all added stuff. The actual story just says that they brought them back.
Yeah,
it doesn't make them pitiful and harmless. Like whoever transitioned these, whoever's running the Call of Cthulhu campaign that deals with the beings of Ib is the person who's responsible for these things being lame.
Right.
Because really just a doom came to Sarnoth.
Right.
It's like a really, really short story. And it's just this little revenge story about being shitty to like Dreamland nerds. Like the beings of Ib were just these little like soft guys.
Yeah. Picture them looking a little bit like those squeezy stress dolls a little bit with the eyes that pop out. Yeah. That's what Squeezies. I picture. But they float around.
Yeah. They couldn't talk.
They're soft as jello to the touch of stones and arrows. They're sexually attracted to fire.
Yeah. How do we know they're soft as touch to the stones and arrows unless we try?
Right.
But this is just like a really simple, like, hey, be careful who you fuck with because they might have like,
you don't know who their dad is.
You don't know who their Bokrug is. You know, they might be packing Bogue.
You know, they'd be rolling deep with Bogue.
Yeah, I got Bokrug in this shit. We're going to get to Bokrug. Bokrug is a good god. He's just like a fat, lazy, angry toad, if I remember right. So
same. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.